You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Like, review, or share this episode with those you love and lead.
All right, so the first thing we have to touch on is self-love. And I need you to hear this concept. So in my book of faith, it says, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. And that's in Mark 2:22. So unless you have goals, it is impossible to manage your time effectively. That's from the book of Seven Strategies for Wealth and Happiness. And that was written by the philosopher Jim Rohn. All right, guys, wherever you are, let's make this decade personal. Not to take it personally, but to make it personal. Every call, every conference or conversation this decade, I challenge you to make sure that you have a journal or a notepad. Even use the notepad on your phone. Take notes. Make it a personal quest to find the lessons which will unlock your blessings. I was reminded of that. And as I've been diligent in that, I've been watching so many small areas that I needed transformation transform. Here's the truth. If you do not go within, you're going to go without. If you do not go within, you are going to go without. Who do you love unconditionally? Who do you love unconditionally? Knowing who they really are, knowing that as a human, they will be human and their choices at times will offend you. Who do you love unconditionally? Now, if you can, stop what you're doing, grab your pencil, a journal, your phone, notepad, and quickly create a list of names. Try to get up to five names, person by person, of who you love unconditionally. And I want us to get this criteria right, because you're saying you love these people, no conditions. So you love them unconditionally. So I just want to push on that to make sure that it's unconditional love. So if that person that you're thinking about, one of the names on your list, lied to you, I mean, blatantly lied to you, does your unconditional love change? What if they stole from you? The rent money, the mortgage money, the car payment, they stole it. Does your unconditional love change? What if that person betrayed your family's values? Y'all believe one thing and they, in their actions, did something else. Maybe had an abortion. Your family doesn't believe in abortions. Maybe they are in a same-sex relationship and maybe your family doesn't believe in that. So they betrayed your family's values. Does your unconditional love change? What if the person you love unconditionally overeats? So now they're overweight and they have the health issues that follows that course of living. And as their spouse or someone who loves them, you suffer watching them have to go to the hospital, be on medications, have no energy. But you also watch them do this to themselves. You see them overeat every meal. Does your unconditional love change? Or maybe it's your niece, nephew, somebody you mentor, and they committed a crime. They did it. And now they're going to prison to serve whatever time is required. Would you change your love for them? Does your unconditional love change? I want to push on this a bit. So what if this person you love unconditionally, so they're being disciplined and they curse you out, or they're being disciplined by your spouse and they hit your spouse because your spouse was disciplining them, or they and spit in your face because they were mad at you. This somebody you wrote down, somebody in your heart that you said you love unconditionally, and they just spit in your face on purpose, not by mistake, not they was upset, they talking a little close to you and it happens. No, they meant it. Does your unconditional love change? See, we all have somebody we love unconditionally, so we understand how impactful unconditional love is. So my thought experiment that I want you to take action on is, why don't we love ourselves despite the conditions? Because for many of us, when we wrote those list of five names, we didn't put our name on that list. Are we not deserving unconditional love? Are we not worthy of that unconditional love? See, how I arrived at this for me is, one of the problems I will solve within myself this year is that I will love my neighbor as myself. That is one of my goals. It's written down. I will love my neighbor as myself. And see, when we hear that phrase, love your neighbor as yourself, the focus tends to always be on the word neighbor, the external, when the focus should be on the word self, the internal. Because if you don't go within, you're going to go without. My challenge to everybody on this call for this week, we all have these major things that we're working this decade towards. But what must you solve by first going within? I mean, take a little moment and think on that. What can you solve by first tapping into what's already in you, going within? Because as we think on that, we really see that that is the start, step one, to getting up off the couch, to taking action, having that conversation, being bold enough to turn in that retirement notice, that 2-week notice, start that business, ask for the raise, go head to head with that company that's number one so you can move up to number two, number 1.5, and eventually be the market leader. It starts with going within. Think about it. All adults, do you really not know how to manage money? Or do you need to address the need within you to impress others? Do you really not know how to live in the body of your dream? Six packs, guns and all. Do you really not know how to accomplish that? Or do you need to address something different? Maybe that food for you is being used as a drug. It temporarily gets you high and makes you ignore and temporarily forget some of the pain that you're dealing with. Think about this. Do you really need the attention of other women besides your wife, girlfriend, or fiance? Or is there a part of you that is so insecure that talking to other women, secret rendezvous, sliding in DMs, secret meetups and cheat-ups distract you from solving the inward issue that makes you feel insecure? If you don't go within, you go without. See, six figures, $100,000 or more. Seven figures, $1 million or more. You can love yourself enough to solve money for you and those you love unconditionally forever. But it starts with learning the language of money, the purpose of money, meeting all financial obligations with integrity and love. It requires being generous while finding ways to save. See, these are all things that are solved by harmonizing your inner climate to the abundance that money will bring. I've seen transformation after transformation, breakthrough after breakthrough by first going within. See, I've had to learn to love myself so deeply that I no longer have to challenge the disrespectful people that show up. I simply adjust the part of me that attracted those people, those relationships in the first place. We started this conversation talking about unconditional love. We shared that if this is applied, and your needs are met, your desires are met, then and only then can you fulfill loving your neighbor as you love yourself. You want to love your wife more? Love yourself more. You want to be a better father? Love yourself more. You want to be more effective as a business leader? Love yourself more. And I'm challenging you, if you want to increase your impact and leave a legacy, you're going to have to literally schedule some you time on your calendar. Now, what you use that time for is up to you. You know what you need. For some, it's gonna be prayer, meditation, long private walks. It's gonna be some time maybe for fitness, maybe some time to say your affirmations daily, maybe some journaling time, time for self-care. Self-care is not an option. It is a priority. And every man who has been ignoring that, your life looks like it. Every single man. You can always trace it back to how you love yourself. Because if you don't go within, you will go without. See, we attract our lack with a lack of self-love. We attract our broken relationships with our lack of self-love. If you feel unworthy, to you, you are unworthy. And unconditional love solves the worth problem. And when you know you're worth it, achieving the life you envisioned, going after it with passion and vigor, it becomes as seamless as breathing. I'm living that right now, but I had to go within because I was going without. Now, I'm going to give you three very simple things you can apply right away to work on your self-love and envisioning the future you want to live in. So here's number one. Number one is sleep. Without quality sleep, you are only given minimal effort. I said what I said. If you're not getting quality sleep, waking up refreshed, rejuvenated, ready to stare whatever shows up in the eye and solve it for that day, you're only given minimal effort. But most of us, that's the one we're going to ignore. Because in your heart, you're like, I can't sleep my way to being wealthy. I can't sleep my way to being a better father. I can't sleep my way to leveling up as a husband. Can you do any of those things to the best of your abilities while sleep deprived? Because that's what shut me up. Can I do any of the things I value, serve any of the people I value, lead any of the people I value while I'm sleep deprived? See, your results might be impacted by the simple truth that you're not giving yourself the space to get quality sleep. It's something you can measure. You can track how many hours that you're sleeping every night. You can tailor it to your lifestyle. But I'm going to challenge you to schedule sleep, because sleep is going to support your effort, your lifestyle, your grind, and you'll be able to be fully present at work as a parent and as a partner. Quality sleep enhances productivity. For those still on the fence about sleep, if you say you love someone unconditionally and they needed to rest, would you create a way for them to get that rest? If your answer is yes, start with yourself. Number two is self-care. Self-care is vital to you being your best self. Vital. And it's one of the reasons why we repeat some of the habits that for a decade we said we would get rid of. So I went to get a massage a week ago, and while my ankle was being soothed and stretched and aligned, I could feel the over 100 miles I had recently run on that ankle being coaxed into a deeper state of healing. See, and as my limbs and joints were being stretched, a state of deep inner wellness returned. And while I was there, I had an epiphany. The massage awakened me to the reality that many men use perversion, pornography, and other unproductive means of instant gratification to solve a deeper need. And that need is simple. It's a need to be touched. And see, we feed all of our senses daily: taste, smell, sight, sound. But how often is touch, the need for touch, really being met? And most men are dying inside from a lack of touch. So I'm going to challenge you to figure out what feeding the need for touch in your life is going to look like. Add that to your self-care budget. For me, a monthly massage is on my self-care budget. Yes, sex is touch. Let's just put that out there. It's physical, but it's not the only touch that feeds that need. And if that's the only touch you're looking for, a lot of us gonna starve. Even some of us married brothers, we gonna starve. So massages, hugs, holding hands, cuddling, that feeds that need of touch. So guys who are still struggling with porn or other unproductive means of instant gratification, I'm gonna challenge you immediately, schedule a massage and stop jerking off in front of your keyboard or from your phone, because we need you free in that area so you can lead fully available again. Guys, a self-care budget allows you the space to make sure all your needs are being consistently met. So you need to have a self-care budget, something you set aside to make sure that you're meeting your needs, going within so you don't have to go without. Number three is silence. You will have to block time on your calendar to be available and alone. Yes, I know that for many of you, you fear that alone time, that time with just you and your thoughts. No music, no work, no busyness, just silent time. And see, without time for silence, you won't plan effectively. And that's why some of our lives look the way it looks. We didn't plan, so inadvertently we plan to fail. You won't execute efficiently because you don't have the time to truly tap into all that you can bring to what's in front of you. So your execution is inefficient and you won't lead impactfully. Some of us are wondering why our wives, our girlfriends, our fiancés, our children, the people who work with us and for us, why they don't really listen to us. Well, your leadership is impacted when you have not cultivated space to truly hear who you are and align with what you need to accomplish today. For some of us, silence is going to look like meditation. I'm one of those people. For some of us, it's going to be walks alone just to reflect. Maybe at the end of the day, maybe at the start of the day, just so you have that space. For some of us, it could be sitting in front of your fireplace early in the morning because no one's awake. And that's when you can have that space for silence. Hearing your thoughts is breakthrough territory. Breakthrough territory. See, for over a decade, I struggled to cultivate inner peace because that comes from practicing silence. And for me, if I close my eyes, I could see war. I could see what I did, and I could see what they did. I could see childhood trauma. I could hear the echo of generational curses. But I stuck with it. I stuck with the silence. And as I practice meditation and as that practice has grown, I remembered what was there before the war, before the childhood trauma, before the reckless choices of an undisciplined adult. There was something deeper than all of that. And what I found was I already knew how to love myself with no conditions, because I wasn't afraid to go within and go deep enough to see exactly what was there. When you tap into that kind of unconditional love, that strength and that energy can be used to build anything. A marriage, a home, a business, deep friendships. When you love yourself that deeply, there's a clarity in your vision and your purpose. And you can see that while you can lie to yourself and follow other paths, without that unconditional self-love, you're going to be stuck for a decade like I was, repeating old habits, reliving past hurts, revisiting past mistakes, because you're not stopping yourself enough to go within. So now you're going without. And we all know what that lack feels like. For some of us, that lack is a divorce. For some of us, it's a lack of relationship with our children. For some of us, it's a lack of financial aptitude and also practically money. For some of us, it's a lack of impact, because you're terrified to go within. You're terrified of doing what must be done in this season, so you have that foundation for the next one. I was one of those people. But I committed to myself, like, if you told me that this was gonna work and I tried four or five other things that didn't work, I'm stuck in repeating old habits, stuck in reliving past hurts, stuck in revisiting past mistakes. I was like, teach me. And the lesson was, if you don't go within, you're going to go without. See, for this to be my most abundant decade, if I add 10 years to my age now, I know the age I will be. For this to be my most abundant decade, I have to be prepared for that journey. And this will require adequate sleep, adequate self-care, and cultivating silence so I can hear my thoughts. And guys, what I love about these three areas is that you can measure them. Like, you can track your sleep. How long did you sleep? Write it down. See if it's getting better or worse. See if you had restless nights. Track it. You can measure self-care. Did you, one, create a self-care budget? Did you then, for me, go get the massage? Because it's easy to say, oh, I got things to do. I can't spend 45 minutes once a month just to make sure my body is aligned. Guys, come on. That's not difficult. Silence, like 5 minutes. 5 minutes of quiet time. That could be in your car. You pull up. You sit 5 minutes in your car before you enter your work environment. You sit 5 minutes in your car before you enter your home environment at the end of the day. Because for me, as I measure these things, what I'm really discovering is this truth. Am I growing or am I hiding? Because that's what this allows me to see. Am I growing or am I hiding? And if you're still afraid to lead, you're hiding. If you're still spreading tainted love versus unconditional love, you're hiding. This is a new decade. This is a new year. And I need you to be able to love enough to let go of what's not working, of broken relationships, of the need to be right. I need you to love enough to let go of who hurt you and who you hurt. I need you to focus within so profoundly that in loving yourself unconditionally, you birth breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough and arrive at every dream and every goal and every destination you desire to reach this decade. I can guarantee you can do it if you tap back into your unconditional love for yourself.
Don't ever confuse hearing with listening. Listening is one of the keys to a healthy marriage. Listening is one of the keys to a healthy workplace. Listening is one of the keys to resolving conflict. Listening is one of the keys to leveling all the way up, overcoming that obstacle, navigating that setback, and finishing the mission in front of you. We have two ears and one mouth, but how many of us still talk way more then we listen? We should be quick to listen and slow to speak. Unless you can improve the beauty of silence, save your words and listen. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. You can't gain understanding without listening. This isn't just a good idea. Understanding requires that we listen and listen well.
You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast.